This is Climate on the Edge, where we explore the frontier of climate interventions and dive into the bold ideas that could shape our planet's future. And I'm Susan Hsu. Hey, everyone. I'm Susan Hsu, and I'm excited to announce a new podcast called Climate on the Edge. It's a podcast about what's at the true frontier of climate intervention, because the climate math tells us that even with renewables and EVs, we're still likely to surpass safe global temperature thresholds, meaning further interventions and technologies might still be necessary to ensure planetary stability and survival, quite frankly. All around the world, these tools of tomorrow are already being built. In private circles, in behind closed doors, within labs and situation rooms, ideas are blooming and conversations are bubbling. These discussions explore frontier, potentially game-changing climate interventions that are so nascent, they're almost fantasy. The literal bleeding edge of collapse mitigation. Yet almost no one is talking about these possibilities to the rest of us, those of us dedicated to climate action. This show is a space to host those conversations publicly. We believe that more participation leads to better and more equitable outcomes, and we think it's time for everyone to get smarter about the climate tools that may ultimately prove necessary. We believe there's still space to be hopeful, and we want to share the everyday magic of science, technology, and human discovery that's everywhere in our world. We think that saving the world can be thrilling and fun, and we want to gather up everyone else who agrees. So over these next few episodes, we're going to cover the next frontier in CDR, how cutting contrails might be the cheapest climate solution out there, and we'll also talk to some of the most exciting finalists for the XPRIZE Carbon Removal Award. Carbon removal, SRM, glaciers, and everything else you haven't yet thought about. Climate on the Edge is 50% carbon removal, which has established itself enough over the last 5 years to grab the attention of energy majors and big banks, but which in practice is still full of theoretical unknowns and implementation uncertainties. The other 50% is everything else at the frontier of climate intervention. Are you curious about cloud seeding, solar radiation modification, towing glaciers, fertilizing the ocean, rewilding the Arctic, space-based energy? Stay tuned. Climate on the Edge, because we are literally on the edge. So one question begs to be asked, do we really need all this? Why not just plant some more trees, or better yet, stop cutting down the trees that we have? Let's just recap the true precariousness of our situation. We've already crossed 6 of the 9 planetary boundaries outlined by Johan Rockström. We've approached tipping point territory for 4 to 5 major planetary systems. And climate change can pass the field test in any and every geography in the world. Now, none of this means that there isn't still reason to be optimistic, but we clearly need to get going. And yet, many of the additional interventions we should be exploring are still misunderstood or even completely unknown to most people who care about climate. This, we believe, is where public discourse comes in. Research and exploration require funding, and funding feeds on awareness. This is our first effort to build the top of the funnel for the most relevant, highest impact climate interventions that are bubbling up at the edge, creating space for the discerning voices of doers. In today's environment where everyone has an opinion and many have a platform, but finding accurate and actionable information is hard in any category, and especially in emergent ones, flashy takes and media-spun headlines can overshadow the nuanced, rigorous work being done in the field. The cowboys with catchy one-liners get sometimes warped media attention, but those deeply involved in innovative, impactful climate interventions aren't always as adept at distilling their work into sound bites. Our goal is to create space for the discerning voices of doers. Groundbreaking work shouldn't be drowned out by flashy headlines and media takes, but instead deserves climate world's best attention and most loving scrutiny. Thank you to an awesome team. So earlier this year, I experimented with a climate money podcast that I wrote, hosted, produced, and social media distributed all on my own. And through that process, I realized that friends make things way more fun. For Climate on the Edge, I am joined by an all-star team that includes Issa Kamer, former producer of the Carbon Removal Newsroom podcast, Merad Yagmai, my partner from the Climate Change for VCs days, and my good friend Brian Ames, a climate and business savant who has been a guiding light for research into topics and guests. And as for my own personal why, this is absolutely a learning and discovery journey for me. I'm eager to discover the full scope of what we all can do to ensure a safe climate for humanity and for all living beings. I'm not sure what I'll find as we dig deeper, but I am so excited for you to come along with me. Let me know what you think and what you're curious about. And most of all, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Climate on the Edge. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the show and consider dropping us a 5-star rating and review. You can also follow us on social media so you never miss an update. Climate on the Edge is brought to you by Emergence, innovative minds exploring climate's next frontier. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next time.